and Kathy Dawes with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, City Manager Ron Fear. We only have about 5 minutes left. I know we had just barely started to talk about the work session next week, Ron.
We did, and we were talking about construction dumpster regulations, and what we're proposing to do is license them, and primarily, so we're gonna have two different areas, one for the downtown and Aggieville commercial business districts and regulations regarding how long they can occupy a parking space, whether it's from a fire cleanup or it's just a normal renovation. There's not a lot of options in those areas to be able to place them, but they'll have to get a permit in order to put one there is what we're proposing anyway. The rest of the time, there's just a set of standards. So one of the big things that we want to be able to do is if you're going to put them in the right of way, that they have good reflectivity on them. So they're easy to see at night. They show up. They don't surprise you because they're a very big component and could surprise you if they're not. So just different aspects about how and when they can be placed and some of the requirements in that placing it. You can't put it on a curve, different things like that. So look for good discussion. We've engaged the folks that have these types of dumpsters and tried to get their input as to what's reasonable, what's not reasonable, that sort of thing. So we'll have that discussion with the commission. The second item is just an update on our wastewater treatment plant. We've got a contract going now that's really looking at our mechanical, electrical, and plumbing systems. And so there's a report out on that to see what's working good, where we're a little deficient and need for some improvements in that regard. So that's our work session for next week.
Any comments on that, Mayor? Or?
No, I think I'm real interested in the dumpster. We've all narrowed to one-lane traffic for what seems like a long time on some streets. So I think it'd be good to give order to that.
Also, construction.
Construction update. So probably the best one there is the diverging diamond at Fort Riley Boulevard and Seth Childs Road or K-18 and K-113, anticipating to be open this Friday. They're doing a lot of work. There'll be some punch list items after that, but that's the anticipated for that project to be open to traffic. Down here just beyond the radio station on Casement at Allen, we've got a couple more weeks left before we get things completed enough that we can open Casement Road back up, and we'll certainly put an update out up on that, and hopefully folks are finding alternative routes than instead of going through the neighborhoods to get to the school and other places.
Let me interject that I think Marlatt Avenue is an excellent alternative. It's kind of like we use interstate to avoid going through all the small towns and hay wagons and traffic lights. I think we just need to use Marlatt. It's built for traffic, and we don't have to cut through, and it's a much more relaxed drive.
We've got some additional asphalt work going on right now, 3rd and 4th Street north of Bluemont. In that particular area, Kearney Street, there'll be some additional asphalt work out west on Anderson to the east of Annenberg Park as part of that particular project. The Anderson Avenue, West Anderson Avenue project, we're hoping to get buttoned up before the snow flies too heavily and get all of the barriers and that sort of stuff done. The project probably won't be complete, but it'll be substantially complete, hopefully before Christmas. The other aspect, the Juliet Brick project, the contractor is doing a waterline construction project, and then they're taking up the old brick. And if you've gone by Fort Riley Boulevard at 10th Street, you've seen these pallets of bricks, and people think, well, those must be the new bricks they're putting. Actually, it's a sorting operation. So which ones can we reuse and which ones can't we?
Well, thank you. Lots of good information today, and thanks again for sharing at the beginning of the program as we were going over some of the highlights of what's been going on in our area. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris, City Manager Ron Fear with us today. You've been listening to In Focus.
You have 9 hours to vote. Get out and do so. Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. You'll be able to hear the results on KMAN this evening with Kathy Dawes, Sam Henney, and the rest of the KMAN News crew. And online at News Radio KMAN.com. It's 10 a.m.